With over 1 billion users worldwide, Facebook is arguably the most popular social media site around. Teens and early 20-somethings are its biggest users. But as NPR's Patty Naiman reports, there are growing signs of disenchantment with the site.
Genevieve Brown is 19 years old and an avid Facebook user since junior high. It used to be a great joy, but lately, not so much.
I mean, it's kind of like everyone's life is a movie on Facebook.
Now, Brown knows that no one's life is one grand adventure after another, but even so, a number of studies have found people feel worse after scrolling Facebook, more envious, lonely, even angry. Maura Burke is a social psychologist at Facebook. She found big differences between browsers and active users.
We found that talking to your close friends, writing on your friends' walls, having them like or comment on your posts was associated with improvements in well-being. So we found that people were happier and felt more connected to their friends.
But kids say you can post as much as you want, but if nobody likes your post, it still makes you feel bad. And most of them said they'd considered leaving Facebook, but at the same time, most said they just couldn't. It's their main connection to friends, school activities, even homework. Perry's in grad school at the University of Central Florida, and as he moves into adulthood, Facebook has started to feel intrusive, which may be one reason why some kids are spending more time on photo-driven apps like Instagram or Snapchat, where pictures disappear in seconds. Use of those is on the rise.